Shama from Sveda's friends, which should be a special Shama of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah, Daf Zayin and Beis, says Tanu Rabbanan Chamsa Nachmas Sikach Nachmas Tefanes. If the sun is greater than the shade, it's only going to pass over the Sukkah, but it's because of the Schach, that the sun is coming through the Schach, and therefore there's more sun than shade. And that because of the walls. If the sun is going through the walls, then the Sukkah is kosher. Even if the sun is going through the walls, and that's why there's more sun than shade, it's also going to be pasul. Amar Rav Yemer Bar Shalmi Mishmei Davai. My time Rav Yoshi. What's Rav Yoshi's reason? The chesiv is sakoyse alon is hakapoyres. It's a paroches. Paroches mechitzah v'kotay yerachman is schocha. Hamechitzah kischach b'ina. Rav Yoshi says that you should make a sukkah on the aron. And what is that? It's a paroches. Now paroches is a mechnat kapoyres. The kapoyres was like a roof, but the paroches was a curtain. It's a mechitza. And yet the Torah calls it a schacha. So you see that a mechitza has to be like schach. And if it says v'sakoisa, and it says pareches, the mechitza has to be like schach. So in the Nela, when you build your walls, if the sun is going through the walls and making it more sunny than shady, that passes the sukkah. Because the mechitza has to be like schach, like we see from the pasuk about the parochas being called schach. The rabbanon, what are the rabbis going to answer? The nekof beporta, the nechzik is schach. That's not the pshat. Pshat is not that it has to be like schach, in the sense that the mechitza is called schach, but rather it's telling us sheyesh lekofefa me'at l'mala ke'en gag. You have to bend it a little bit above, like a roof. And therefore, it's mechzik is schach. It looks a shtickle like schach. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shalai gemorei. Hayein taisis di bramasul mechitza shebesoif divrei mavur. That everybody agrees that we don't require for mechitzas that it should be psoilas goren v'yekif, the leftover of the silo and the wine press. Which is how we make schach. It doesn't have to be the same material as schach. The Maharshal explains Pshat and Taisus that even according to Rav Yoshia, in Darshan, that mechitza is called schach. Nevertheless, he's moided in Pseiras, Goyer and V'yekev, that it's not like schach. The Maharshal learns otherwise, Ayin Sham. Rabil Divrei Taisus, or Mechalik, between Tzilsum Ruba B'tfanis, and other things that even according to Rav Yoshia, we don't say that it's like schach, so it would appear posh. It says, Rav Kunstler Shlita, we're basing ourselves on this Torah. It would seem posh that it's posh that even according to Rav Yoshia, the defanites don't have a din schach. And schach l'chud, the defanites l'chud. And only that Tosis holds that we learn from this pasuk, the sakoisa ala aron, that mechitza is called schach. And we learn from this, a din behilchos mechitza, the sukkah. Shatzarich mechitza kischach, v'schach, haynu sheroi lahotzel, al yedei shetzilsa meruba mechamsa. Aval kolze mishum din medine mechitza sashach, that there's a din in hilchas mechitza v'sukkah, that the mechitza has to be like schach, and schach is that it's giving shade, that it's going to be more shady than sunny. But that's all mishum din mechitza sashukkah. And that's all b'nai ge'el v'din chamsa meruba that shayach to the etzim shem schach. And since even a mechitza has a shem schach, the mele we require that it should be more shady than sunny. Machmas the defunis as well. Ma'ashayim kein, that by schach yinib psayil is gadim v'yekev, ain't a mishum etzim ha'shem schach. V'gam schach posul, mikri schach. So that we require psayil is gadim v'yekev, it's not because of the etzim shem schach. Schach pasul is also called schach, but rather it's dinai hechsher v'schach hari. And the male shach dafku abei schach v'lo yavei defanos. They were talking about what material is going to be kosher schach. In other words, even schach pasul is called schach, and the pesel is getting the yekev is talking about schach kosher. what's going to be schach kosher? And therefore, it's shaykh only to the schach and not the defanos, because the defanos don't need dinei schach, even according to Rabbi Yoshiya. In other words, there's a certain din in Hilchos Mechitza that it has to be like schach. And what's that din? That it should be tzilsim meruba. Because that's what schach does. Schach makes it tzilsim meruba. Now, when you talk about the material for schach, it could be schach even if it's pasul material. That's also schach. So the defanos have a tame schach, but they could be from pasul schach. This is, they have to be kasher schach. They have to be schach in the sense that it's tzilsim meruba. Because it's schach, it's called schach, so it has to be tzilsim meruba. But who says it has to be kosher as schach? It has to be schach, it has to do the job of schach. The job of schach is keeping out the sun. So that it does, that it has to do. But who says it has to be kosher as schach? That, only schach has to be kosher as schach, not the fanus. And Rav Yoshe agrees to that. V'ayen galavush. Bereisim and Tafresh Lamed, the Gabe Masha Umrim, that Tfanus Kesherim and Koldova, that Tfanus can be from anything and he doesn't need to be Tzolus Goyim Yeke, it's because he says that you learn from the Pasuk of Schachas Sukkas Tase, Ba'aspacha Megoncho Mikvecha, Vein Sukkah Lashin Schach, Vedoifen Lemikvi Sukkah. So he explains first that we learn from the Pasuk of Chagas Sukkas Tase, when you gather in from your Goyim and from your Yeke. And sukkah is the lashon of schach, chag sukkas tase. So the doifin isn't called a sukkah. The male doesn't have to be in tzelus garen b'yakev. Only the sukkah does, and the schach doifin is not called sukkah. But afterwards, when he's coming to explain that afilu chamsin shadfanis meruba mitzilsei ksheiro, he writes, because the Torah wasn't makbid alasias hadfanes Moshe ekpida alasias haschach, and therefore you can have chams and meruba when it comes to the walls. So from the divra alavush nira that chams and meruba mitzilsa, the fact that it has to be more, that if it's more sunny than shady, it's possible. When it comes to Tzilsim Meruba Mechamso, it's not enough that Al Shem Haschach Koru Sukkah, and not Al Shem Adfanes. Because Rav Yoshiya is moded of that. Rabbi Yoshiya is moide that the sukkah is called Al Shem Haschach and not the defanos. And yet Rabbi Yoshiya still requires that mitzad the defanos, it has to be tzilsim meruba, mechamsa. But that Rabbi Yoshiya holds that we require tzilsim meruba mechamsa machmas defanos is because he holds the kapid rachmana lenya mechitas gamkin, the Vush writes that when it comes to Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa, the reason it's allowed to be Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa, the way we paskin, is because the Torah wasn't makbed on Asiyas Hatfanos, it was makbed on Asiyas Eschach. And Rabbi Yoshiya holds that it was makbed on Asiyas Hatfanos, like it was makbed on Asiyas Eschach. The Torah was makbid linyan amechitzis, like we explained before. That when it comes to the mechitzis, it has to be, according to Rav Yoshiya, tzilsim meruba mechamsa, because that's a din. The Hilchot Mechitza de Sukkah, we said before, that we require that the mechitza be like schach. And schach is that it gives shade. So Rabbi Yoshia holds that it has to give shade. And the Torah is marked with linya mechitza that it should give shade, just like schach gives shade. And therefore we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshia, because the Torah wasn't makbid in Asiyas Hadfanus like it was makbid in Asiyas Hischach. So as far as that's concerned, it's not enough that Daifan isn't called a sukkah. Even though Daifan, he knows that Daifan isn't called a sukkah, but still, he would still think that it needs to be Tzilsim Rubim Echamsim, the Kamash Malan, that it doesn't have to be. So when it comes to the Etzim Shem Schach, Lavush writes, when it comes to the Pselis Garim V'Yakev, the Lavush says that it has to be that only the Schach has to be the Aspacha Mikarn Chom Mikvecha. Like we explained before, that's what makes Kasher a Schach. Ein Sukkah Elosh and Schach, V'Doifin Lo Mikvi Sukkah. But he doesn't say that about the walls. He could say the walls can be chamsim aruba. Why can the walls be chamsim aruba? Because the sukkah is al shem aschach, and that al shem the walls. But he doesn't say that. He says because the Torah wasn't makbid that the defana should be like the schach. So you see, the fact that it's not the sukkah is al shem schach is not enough to make it that it doesn't have to be chamsim, that doesn't have to be tzilsim aruba mechamsim. You need more than that. You need to say that the Torah wasn't makbid on the defanos. So again, there are two separate issues over here. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yoshia agrees, that the sukkah is al shem aschach. And in order to have a kosher schach, so it needs to be mipsar l'skar and b'yakev. But for defanos, you don't need kosher schach. But there is some element of schach in the defanos. And therefore, what Yoshia holds, that it has to be chamsim, that has to be tzilsim rubim chamsim. That's the whole purpose of schach. And we who don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshia, we say that no, it doesn't. It can be chamsim meruba, because the Torah wasn't so makbid on the defanos to keep out the sun, even though we know that sukkah is al shem aschach. But still, that wasn't enough. We had to go weiter and say that lo akpida Torah. That's the way the Levush writes. Or like we said before, that the whole etzem shame schach is that schach keeps out the sun. And therefore the defanos should have to keep out the sun. We just passed in the Torah wasn't so makbid on the defanos that it should keep out the sun. So on some level, there still is a schach aspect to the defanos. Is how strict are we of that schach? Does it have to keep out all the sun? And the answer is no. That's the way we passed in Rabbi Yoshia holds that it does have to keep out the sun. It just doesn't have to be kosher. It doesn't have to be kosher schach, but it has to be schach. And therefore, it doesn't have to be Pselus Gorem B'Yekev, but according to Rabbi Yoshia, it has to keep out the sun. And we paskin, no, the Torah wasn't makbid, and therefore it doesn't have to keep out the sun. It says in our Sugi, Amar Abayi, Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, etc., they all hold that Sukkah requires a Diras Kevel. In Rabbi Yoshia's Hodei Amoron, L'chora Tamua, Shato Davar, Shul Sover, the Hachmilsa, the Suyula, the Rabbi Yoshia, Yalef Mikro, Yesh is that we said. What do you mean that you require a diras keva? That it has to keep out the sun. That it can't be sunny from the defanos. It has to be, as far as the defanos are concerned, it also has to keep out the sun. Not only mitzad the schach, it also mitzad the defanos. The defanos have to be tzilsim rubim chamsim. Chayra, this is difficult to understand. because that the Rav Yeshe holds that it has to be Silsam Ruva Mechamsi learns in the Pasuk that the Mechita is called Schach. And therefore the Mechita has to be like the Schach and keep out the sun. And not because it's a Diras Keva. What does Rav Yeshe say? It's because of a Diras Keva. He says because the Mechita is called the Schach and Schach has to keep out sun. How's it kashul the Diras Keva? So based on what you explained, it would appear Pashut. That we don't learn from this Pasuk that Dauphin is called Tzchach, and therefore we require Silsa Maruba and the Defanos for this reason. And then, even according to Rabbi Yoshia, Din Dauphin Lechut. And we learn the din in Hilchos Tefanos that the Torah is makbid on the Tefanos, that it should be in such a way that Silsam Ruba Machmas Tefanos. And from the fact that the Torah is makbid, as with regard to Asiyas Tefanos also, we see that Diras Keva Beinu. We require a Diras Keva. It's not pshat that Dauphin's called Tzchach and therefore you need Silsam Ruba. No. Because Dauphin isn't Schach. And therefore you don't need Solis Golem B'Yekev. Rather, there's a din in Hilchos Tefanos that the Tzilse has to be Meruba Machmas Tefanos. Like Schach. And from the fact that the Torah was so makbid on the Tefanos, it must be that you require a Diras Keva. That's what the Gemara is saying. From the fact that it needs to be Tzilsa Meruba, it's not just a din, it's telling us that it has a din of Schach, rather that it needs to be a Diras Keva. Because the Dauphin is not Schach. Even Rav Yoshe agrees with us that the Dauphin is a Schach, and therefore doesn't need to be Tzilsa Meruba B'Yekev. He says, Akpada on the Dauphin, that like Schach, it has to keep out the sun. Why? Because it's a diras, because you require a diras keva. Mordechi writes, Kasev Rav Yod, Rav Yesh, Yehu Adin, Dein Osa Mechitza B'davra Makabal Tum, Lo B'chol Dover Shesh P'ket V'Schach, V'les Hilchus HaKavose Ele Kirabonu. Rav Yod writes that according to Rav Yesh, the same would apply, that you don't make a mechitza if it's a davra Makabal Tum. You don't make a mechitza if it's a davar mekabel tumah. And not in anything that there's a akpada by schach. It's like schach is not the davar mekabel tumah, so too. So too the mechitza. Can't be the davar mekabel tumah. And Allah is not like him, but rather like the Rabban. So we see that he doesn't hold like Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that everybody agrees that we don't require from Solis Golem B'Yekev. The Marshal explains that even according to Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Darsh says that a mechitza is kluya schach. Nevertheless, he agrees when himself is goren v'yekev that it's not like schach. It's mechalek between the himself is goren v'yekev and the din of tzilsa meruba. Tzilsa meruba, it has to be. So it's goren v'yekev, it doesn't have to be. Because we explained before that according even according to Rabbi Yoshi, the Defanos don't have a din schach. Schach l'chud, Defanos l'chud. He just learns that it's called schach, so in the melod, it should keep out the sun. Midine Amachitzas, it should keep out the sun. But not that it has to be kosher eschach. In the Mordechai, we see not like that. He holds, just like according to Rabbi Yosha, we require that there should be shade, machas of the funas, so to the Gavi Shaunil. And whatever is required for eschach is required for the defanas. In the Mela, Enos and Mechitza Bedavra Makabal Tuma. Wherever there's a kapeda by eschach. And so is Mavur and Yerushalmi, Paragalaf HaLachavav. B'sakoy Salonis HaParoiches, Mikan Shadoifin Kol Yisrach, Mikan Shadoifin Tfanus B'dobr She'enu Mikavul Tuna. The Chalif HaGresso is there. Ein Mibir Ragrav Reisim Tof Reishlami. Rakapani, you see in Yerushalmi, you're only allowed to make the Tfanus from the same stuff you make Yisrach. Every shayna makabel tuma. Ubebir shita sarav yanira pashat that he holds that that we learned that it's mechitza and the Torah calls it a schacha. Not like we said before that it's the alfusa l'din daifin and we required fanais shetzul samruv mechamsi. We said before is that it's called a mechitza, that it's a mechitza and it's called tzchach, and memela, we learn that it has to be tzilsim meruv because that's what tzchach does. That there's a din in the doifen, that the doifen has to keep out the sun. But it's a din in the doifen, and therefore it doesn't have to be made of the same stuff of tzchach, as tzchach is. But rather, the Rav Yoz learning that we learn that mechitza is tzchach, and therefore tfanas the sukkah are included in the tzchach of the sukkah. And therefore we require tzilsim meruv b'tfanas mishum ikar hilchas schach. So according to the first Mahalach, according to Taisvus, tfanas are not schach. Tfanas are not schach. There's a din in the tfanas that it has to be like schach, that it has to keep out the sun. But the tfanas aren't schach, and male doesn't have to himself go in the yakat. Mashenkin, according to the Rav Yoav, wrote by the Mordechai, the tfanas have to be made from the same stuff as the schach is. Because the defanos have a din schach. And therefore it's pashut to him that gam the gavi shara l'ilcha schach advarim ha-poisim l'schach amrinan l'chischach ha-beina. And therefore it has to be made from the same thing. Because the defanos are included in the schach. But since we hold, since the Rav Yah holds that it's included in the schach, and therefore you need tzilsim meruba, then how does Abaye get that if Yoshi requires a diras kela? Maybe he holds diras aroy, and that be required. Seal machnas tefanos, and we shum dekana fanos schachem ninu. Maybe the reason that Rav Yoshi holds that it has to be tzilsim meruba is because the defanos has schach. It's not because you need a diras kela. Rather, because the defanos has schach. What did we say before? Before we said, how do we know that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need a diras kela? What Rabbi Yeshua says is that it has to be tzilsim meruba. Because the mechitza has to be like schach, not because you need a diras kela. We explain that Rabbi Yosha holds that the doifen isn't schach. And it's not pshat that the doifen is called schach and therefore it needs tzilsim meruva. Doifen is not schach, din doifen mechut. And there's a din in Hilchos Defanos that the Torah is makbid on the Defanos that it should be tzilsim meruva. Because it's called schach. But it's a din in the Defanos. And why was the Torah makbid on the defanos that it should be tzilsim meruva? Because you need the diras keva. So it's a din in the defanos. Why do defanos have that din? Because it's a diras keva. It's called tzchach. But again, it doesn't have to have all the laws of tzchach. It doesn't have to be psalas gadim v'yakev. Rather, there's a hakpada that it should be like schach in the sense that it keeps out the sun. And why is that? Because the sukkah diras kebabi. But now we're saying, Rav Yos holding that it's mamish as a din schach. So maybe it's not a diras keva. It just has to keep out the sun. Because it has a din schach, but not because it's a diras keva. If it's medina had defanos, like we're saying in the first mahalach. So why did defanos have to keep out the sun? Because diras keva bein. That's why the Torah was makbid that it should be like the schach and keep out the sun. It's diras keva. But it's a din in the defanos. That means you have strong defanos, diras keva. But when it comes to the Rav Yos sheet, the Rav Yos holds that it's mamish as a din schach. So maybe that's why it has to keep the sun out, because schach. Normally in a sukkah, we hold diras aroi b'ainan, and we hold kibi diras aroi. And we still have a din of tzilsim b'ruba. So it's not, just because it's tzilsim b'ruba doesn't mean it's keva. As you see by the schach. And the defanos have a din of the schach, the same as the schach. Just like you can have schach and still, that's tzilsim b'ruba and diras aroi. So too by the defanos, it's going to be tzilsim b'ruba and diras aroi. So how does the Gemara get? And you need a diras keva. So this is discussed in Sefer Birchas Yankif. So, Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we will continue our discussion and hopefully see the flow of the entire Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Mishal, Mishal.